Barry. Becky Hill, History. It is iRadio.
Becky Hill, of course, playing EP. Joel Curry was a big hit at C Sessions this year. It's the final of the festivals, and it is the start of new lives for so many now past Leaving Certificate students. The results are out today, 10 o'clock online. You could go to the school as well, but I know when I got my Leaving Cert results, Fionnuala, it was 12 p.m. online. You got them from the school earlier, so you didn't wait.
Pretty sure that was the case for me as well. So yeah, I was straight into the school first thing that morning because of the nerves. I couldn't wait.
We've been hearing from students all day about how they got on. Everyone was very happy we spoke to. We're absolutely delighted for them. If you're in LC, enjoy tonight, no matter how it panned out. It is not the be all and end all of your life. And we're not getting into that conversation of, I had 10 points in my Leaving Cert and I am a multimillionaire.
It's not the point.
It's not. How do the people we spoke to today feel about leaving school and moving on? Let's start with Alfie and Helen from Athlone Community College.
How will you feel actually saying or knowing that you're not coming back here again?
I don't know. It'll be a big change, but I'm looking forward to it, to be honest. I feel like I've reached the natural end of school, to be honest.
Yeah, it's mixed emotions, like happy and sad. Some subjects happy to leave.
Others
are sad to leave.
Yeah.
Let's hear from Natasha, Keelan and also Helen.
It is kind of sad, you know, even just moving away from friends, like we're all going different directions, but also like it's new, like it's all going to be new and exciting for us, so
yeah, I feel the exact same, but I think I like same as everyone else, I'm just ready to move on with my life, so but yeah.
Yeah, it's a big step, but like after 6 years it's probably ready for it now, like if we ever are.
You make it sound so traumatic. I'm ready to move on. I'm done with this. Let's go. Do you think you'll miss it though?
Yeah, definitely. We're so privileged. I think the school is just, I mean, everyone else would say this about their own school, but it is a brilliant school.
It is actually, yeah.
The opportunities as well are just brilliant.
Can I give you something really profound? Tonight will be the last time all of you will ever be in the one room together again.
That is sad.
No, it is really sad.
That sounded so sarcastic. Oh yeah, that was really sad.
No, I promise.
Natasha, Keelan and Helen speaking about how they feel leaving school and not going back forever at Athlone Community College in Westmead.
You were trying to draw out the tears, but you know what? We couldn't get over how grounded the students we spoke to today were. Like, there was excitement there, obviously, but very much taking it in their stride. And I think we noticed that when we went to Athlone Community College when the exams started as well back in June. So they're a measured bunch of students.
Athlone to the bone. They cannot be phased. What I found sad was that their debs are done. So this truly is the end of their school years and mates. It's one thing I regret not realising when I done my debs and the night of the Leaving Cert results was that, yeah, you're going to go your separate ways and you... There's people that you'll see today you won't see for 10, 15 years. You might never see them again.
It's so true because obviously it's so much easier now. You'll probably have most of them on social media in some way. But look, people fall away. It's still hard to keep track and it's not the same bubble that you're in. And hopefully for you and for these students that we're talking today, the school was a nice bubble for the last few years.
And then again, when I come to think of it, there are people that you'd be absolutely delighted never to see again in your life.
iRadio. Newsfeed.
It's been a big day for more than 60,000 students who've got their Leaving Cert results. They were available on the self-service portal, but many students also went to their schools in person. Now that the results are out, attention turns to the first round CAO offers next week, while there's also the challenge of sorting accommodation for third level. We've been hearing a lot recently about how tough it is to find somewhere to live during the academic year, and these students from Athlone Community College in County Westmeath have told our radio what their situation is like.
I don't have accommodation secured yet now, but I am on waiting lists, so hopefully something will free up and I'll get somewhere, but otherwise I'll be commuting to Dublin probably.
I'm on the waiting list for the UCD accommodation, so hopefully that will come through.
I personally, I'm going to have genuinely, I'll have to be travelling up and back on the train every day because student accommodation, I think I heard someone say it's nearly £6,000 a year, which on top of £3,000 a year actually going there fee is far more than I have money for. It's like, if you can get the accommodation, great, more power to you, but the majority of people just can't manage that.
iRadio in the afternoon
with Dave and Fionnuala. Hey!
iRadio in the afternoon
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.